Hello, my name's Kevin Tony. I'm a sophomore here at Penn State. Alongside me here is Chris Palma. Chris, can we give an intro?
Sure. So hi, everybody. My name's Chris Palma. I'm a faculty member in the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics at Penn State, a former officer for the Pennsylvania Earth Science Teachers Association, which is why we're creating this podcast.
Yeah, my intro was not as long. I have not done as much. So we're here today to talk to you about Leap Day, which is coming up. And Chris, why are we adding this extra day?
Yeah, sure. So this will probably be the longest answer of what we're going to talk about. But, you know, let's just think about a year, right? So anytime you're used to thinking of a year, it's just, well, a year's 365 days. It's January 1st to December 31st. But if you think about the astronomical meaning of a year, it's Earth's orbit around the sun. The problem is, you know, we don't want to really be measuring things based on Earth's orbit, right? Mm-hmm. We just want to say January 1st to December 31st. We want there to be an integer number of days. The problem comes in that Earth doesn't want to cooperate, right? any way in which you measure when has Earth actually gone around the sun one time, isn't an integer number of days. Mm-hmm. So it takes longer than 365 days, but less than 366 days.
Okay.
For the Earth to travel once around the sun.
Okay, so we add this one day every mm-hmm. 4 years. That should solve everything. We should be done, right?
Well, we always wish it would be that simple, right?
Yeah.
So the problem is, so let's talk about how you measure this in the first place, right?
Okay.
So the way we tend to do this, there's a couple ways, but we want to keep winter in winter, right? Mm-hmm. So we want it to be cold in, you know, November, December, January, February,
right.
Warm in June, July, August. So the astronomical seasons, when the northern hemisphere of Earth is tilted away from the sun, that's when we have winter. When the northern hemisphere of Earth is tilted towards the sun, that's when we have summer. So if we say when the Earth is maximally tilted away from the sun, that's the beginning of winter. That's the winter solstice, roughly December 21st. And we say how long until we get the Earth going around the sun so that Earth is maximally tilted away from the sun again? Well, it's 365.24245 days approximately.
Okay.
And so one day every year gets us close to that, but again, it's not perfect.
Okay, so how do we solve that? I mean, there's a little error there. What do we do?
Yeah. So what gets us close to the correct number of days is the current rule, which is every 4 years is a leap year. And so by that rule, every century year, 1700, 1800, 1900, 2000, those should all be leap years. But what we do is say only century years divisible by 400. So 2000, 2400, 2800, they will be leap years, but the ones in between 2100, 2200, 2300 will not.
So this current system we have that's makes my brain hurt and is very confusing. How accurate is it?
Yeah, it's close enough to approximating keeping the winter solstice in the proper place so that winter will always happen at the time of the calendar we expect. It should keep Earth within one day of winter solstice happening when we expect it to do so for the next almost 4,000 years.
4,000 years?
Yeah.
Where are we going to be in 4,000 years? That's a great question.
So honestly, right? I mean, we've changed how we keep our calendar just in the past few hundred years. So by then, I'm sure there's going to be a different calendar.
We're going to be downloading pizza off the internet and doing all these crazy things with calendars. But that should do it for us here. Chris, you wanted to mention where to go to listen to more podcasts.
Yeah. So this, we made this very quickly, as you can probably tell, knowing that you are probably going to want to discuss this with your students on Leap Day, Monday, February 29th. There have been previous podcasts through the PESTA website. We're going to continue to do these. And in particular, we wanted to mention that there'll be a few other pointers to resources you can use to help understand a little bit more about the leap year system on the PESTA website.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
And yeah, maybe we'll do another one soon with next time we have a fun astronomical phenomenon to discuss.
All right. Happy leap year.
Yeah. Enjoy February 29th.